William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Bitter Feast, a novel, by Deborah Crombie. Performed by Gerard Doyle. Chapter 1. She'd never been much of a sleeper. A good thing, she supposed, since getting by with little rest was a major requirement for a cook. That morning she'd been up well before the September dawn. She'd made the farm runs, picking up the day's fresh veg for the pub. Then home again, she'd made breakfast for her 11-year-old daughter Grace before taking her to school. She treasured those quiet mornings with her daughter. Often it was the only time they managed to spend together outside of the restaurant kitchen. Her brief hour on her own in the pub kitchen before the staff arrived for lunch service was priceless as well, and today doubly so. She'd scrubbed the walk-in fridge, organised the supplies, handwritten the day's menu for Bea, her manager, to copy. Now, apron-clad, she sat on the kitchen's back step, looking out over the little service area between the pub and the cottage that was the chef's attached accommodation. Sipping her first espresso of the day from the pub's machine, she ran over her to-do list for tomorrow's charity luncheon at Beck House, the Talbots' place. Sudden doubt assailed her. What had she been thinking to commit to such a thing? Catering an outdoor lunch for 4 dozen of the local well-to-do, as well as national food bloggers and restaurant critics. When she'd come here with Grace 3 years ago, glad of a regular job that put a roof over their heads and food in her daughter's mouth, she'd sworn to keep it simple.